There are two kinds of travel. The usual way is to take the fastest imaginable conveyance along the shortest road. The other way is to not care particularly where you are going, or how long it will take you, or even whether you arrive or not. This second way is often pointed out to be the nicer way, for it allows you to take in what is going on in the world and also how nature is getting along. Not long from now, in the atomic age, it is easy to imagine that travel will be tremendously fast. When you are going along, for example, from New York to Calcutta, you will simply enter a station in New York, go through a door into a room beamed on Calcutta, and out another door into the station in Calcutta, and out into Calcutta's streets. It will take no longer than when crossing an ordinary room, and you won't feel a thing. You will be broken down atomically into a radio wave, and then transmitted to Calcutta by radio. You will then be restored atomically when you are picked up by the radio receiver in Calcutta. Travel to any of the world's capitals will be instantaneous. For as man discovers the deeper secrets in nature, time and space will no longer be joined together. The best way to travel, however, for when you are in no particular hurry, if you don't care where you are going, if you don't like to use your legs, if you would like to see everything quite clearly, if you don't want to be annoyed by the choice of directions, go in a balloon. In a balloon, the only decision you can make is when to start, and usually when to stop. Everything else is left entirely to nature. How fast you go is left entirely to the winds. It's a wonderful way to travel.